Action in hour number two of the program, and you can bring up anything. Toll free 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Well, you know, we've been following this FLDS case so much, Mark. It's been occupying a fair amount of our airtime during the week and haven't really had much of a chance to get back into some emails.
Okay. Let's hear one.
So I would like to do that. Let's see. In fact, actually, though, coming up, you've got a story about a kid who was set up by his principal in regards to a drug deal. So we'll get to that and have that one ready. But first, we go to Ken. He says, guys, I had to write a paper this past trimester for a grad class on a mental health topic and its interface with the law. After listening to your show, you had several people calling in at that time saying they'd been committed via Baker Act or other similar statutes. I decided to research and write about involuntary inpatient commitment. The paper is attached, if you're interested, and it was somewhat rushed and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I'd like to pose a question to you that was brought up by my professor. Suppose we accept that there are instances in which a mental illness can so severely affect a person's judgment and logical processes that they're unable to decide on the best means of treatment, or even accept that they have an illness in the first place. Is it ever acceptable to coercively treat people who are inflicted as such? So the person is so ill mentally that he cannot, in our definition and from what we believe, that he cannot decide how best to be treated, or that he does not even believe that he has an illness in the first place. Is it ever acceptable to coercively treat someone inflicted that way?
Well, first off, I know of instances, we've read in the news, where you know, psychologists and the people who are tasked by the state to decide these things, psychiatrists, have used this power to, you know, just to go after people they didn't like. You know, they say, well, he's crazy. And, you know, maybe they are or whatever. But, you know, and this power gets abused. And so, you know, that part really bothers me. I guess there must be an instance where you know, somebody's so crazy that somebody else needs to make a decision as far as their treatment. But who, and you know, what are their motives? It bothers me that you know, we just take as for granted that well, yes, these people are doing their jobs and they're going to do the very best, because I know that not every time are they. I'm smarter than that. I know better. I've seen instances. I suppose that, you know, like, if it's, what about their parent? Okay.
That one seems pretty cut and dry. I mean, if a parent believes that his or her son or daughter is somehow mentally ill, then it would make sense that they could be able to pull some strings and have something done. But at the same time, as that young person gets older and more able to decide things for themselves, if mom is saying, well, I want you to be treated for this mental problem, and the son is saying, no, I don't really want that treatment, then who would really... It would be really a tough call to allow the mother to put her son under treatment that he doesn't want to receive.
Yeah, well, I'd have to agree.
In any other situation, it's even worse. I mean, if you're talking about a co-worker or someone that you live nearby, I mean, what other situations could possibly develop where you believe someone is mentally ill that needs help, but what can you do about it?
I to think that a family member is always a benevolent person is wrong,
not true.
Too.
You're right. That's why I just say it's just more cut and dry with family, but not that much more.
But, you know, what are the results of this person not getting the attention that they need? What are the results?
Well, he doesn't specify the exact mental illness. I don't know.
I mean, if they do something that hurts someone, well,
then you can...
We got a system for that.
Yeah.
If they, you know, I mean, likely they'll have a difficult time living in certain places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, in a world of private property where there's no public property where they could camp out and live as homeless people, they would have a hell of a time living on other people's property. I think that Well, then, you know, they'd end up in a shelter because there wouldn't be any place else for them to live. And
right.
that shelter could make the stipulations, look, if you want to stay here,
you have to follow these
you
rules.
You have to follow these rules. And, you know,
that's a good point.
They could find themselves just with no place to stay.
Right. If they were able to function in society with their mental illness, then that would be not something that would need to be taken action on. I like what you're saying here, Mark, in that if the illness is to the point where they can't take care of themselves, and they end up, you know, not paying the rent and getting kicked out of their apartment, and they're on the streets, and people don't want homeless people on their property, so they would be kicked off of that private property to the point where their only options would be those charitable organizations that would be willing to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And those, as you say, those charitable organizations would have rules. So I think that would handle it. And then, of course, in the instance of violence, well, then there's, as you said, there's a system there for that. But let me continue. He has a couple other things to say. He says, consider this maybe from the standpoint of a good family member or friend rather than the government. If it's acceptable in some cases, then where is the line drawn? And indeed, that is the penultimate question here, right?
Mm.
In that if it's okay to commit someone for X, then should it be okay to commit someone for Y? And who will make those decisions?
Well, I'd say that...
rather they not be made. I'd rather we just leave people alone.
It seems to me that a system where people are held accountable for their actions and at the same time allowed to do what they want as long as they don't hurt someone could deal with this. And a system where we don't have, public property, which is, you know, this abomination that is public property. I'm not saying it doesn't get to use get to be used in bad method or in good method, excuse me, but you know, a lot of times public property is just a big waste of time and money.
So thank you to Ken for writing in on that. I think it's an interesting question, interesting sort of thought experiment. I think generally leaving people to their own decisions in life, even if they are maybe not the decisions you would make or not the decisions you would like them to make, is ultimately what we should do. If they hurt people, we should deal with that. If they can't take care of themselves, then eventually someone's going to find that out and offer them an opportunity to be
yep.
taken care of.
Enough time with a skilled professional and they'd realize you were crazy and try to lock your ass up.
1-800-259-9231. Another email here from Dustin. Question, do we need government courts? Says, I've heard several conversations in which some of the hosts or callers were apprehensive about getting rid of government courts. And this is simply an artifact of the indoctrination we've absorbed. Commercial law is thousands of years old. All laws derive from ancient maxims of commercial law. Courts, as we know them, are only a couple hundred years old. The government courts are actually a government-sponsored monopoly, since the bar, which is a attorney's club, basically,
mm-hmm.
The bar is a private company, and the commercial code is approved by the American Law Institute and not by our legislators. Commercial law requires that all administrative processes be exhausted before the court hears a case. This includes arbitration. So-called family courts here in Los Angeles will order couples to meet with an arbitrator before the case will be heard. And some courts operate under the presumption that you've already tried all avenues in order to resolve the dispute. Why would an attorney tell you to seek arbitration when he can charge you hundreds per hour for sponsorship in his private club? Says we don't need to be afraid or worried about what would happen with courts in a free market. Commercial law worked before common law and before the bar. We'd actually be returning to a system that worked for thousands of years. So for Dustin, he says this is no big deal. People are just scared because they don't know differently.
I've never heard this before, and I can tell you it scares me.
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea. I think that everything about getting the justice system out of the hands of the government would be as successful as getting anything else out of the hands of government. It would institute competition, very much needed competition, into the courtroom marketplace, into the world of arbitration. We do have arbitration today. There's the American Arbitration Association, and they handle a whole lot of cases, and they do them a lot faster than the government.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
So just you take that and you multiply it out times however much the marketplace will support, and you have different competing arbitration firms competing on the basis of customer service, competing on the basis of fairness, competing on the basis of price, instead of what we have today, and that is the government, which doesn't have to compete because it can force you to pay for it. So therefore, the costs are totally arbitrary, and they could give a flip about how you feel about their verdicts. They're not interested.
Yeah.
Because you're forced to use their services. So just the fact that opening it up to competition would do wonders for the world of justice. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you want to learn more about private courts, you can read an excellent free audiobook, or hear it, rather, if you go to book.freekeen.com. More is on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The Believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA-approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over a couple thousand of our listeners and over 340,000 posts. There's a lot to read, a lot to interact with at bbs.freetalklive.com. That'll get you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We go to the phone calls, and Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Paula.
Hi, hon.
Hey.
I wanted to call about this situation with the children, and I'm going to tell you something. This is the beginning of the Christian persecution, okay?
You think so?
And, yes, they are living no different than what we did when we lived in Israel, okay? And the thing is, the father's over the family. And this is totally wrong. And I tell you what, they're going to answer to God for this. God says that our government is so evil and so corrupt. This is why we're under judgment. And God's children need to stand up, and I mean call that courthouse, and I mean raise Cain.
Wouldn't the people that are doing this, likely most of them call themselves Christians?
Christians, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These judges, let me tell you something. What does God tell you in the Bible about lawyers and judges?
I don't know. What does he say?
You lawyers.
Oh, there you go.
He is against lawyers, okay? But the thing is, this goes against God. The judge is going to pay for it dearly. And she just doesn't understand this. But anyway, how many wives did King David have?
Just a few. Like eight or nine. Solomon, on the other hand.
But anyway,
wives.
The thing is, this is wrong. And I believe this is the beginning of the persecution. As a matter of fact, we got some information last night from Wide World Christian Radio that the Pope is going to Jerusalem. And he's going to the Rock of the Mount, and he's going to demand Israel back from the Jews. And they said all hell's going to break loose.
What do you think is coming next as far as the Christian persecution? Huh?
The end's coming.
The end is coming. Okay.
Yeah. What's the end going
to
look like,
yeah,
Paula?
I'd like to know, because I am not a Christian, and I'd like to know.
Okay, well, hon, I am. Okay, I'm from the house of David, and I'm going to tell you something. Jesus is going to be coming back, and he's going to take us on this earth, and he's going to have to redo the earth because of how this world has just gone.
I thought Jesus was just a man.
No, like, he's more than.
He has the power to change the earth itself.
Didn't he know this was going to happen?
God made this earth.
Yeah.
He made us. He sent us here.
Well,
every
Jesus.
One of us are sent here for a purpose. And we don't leave here until we finish what we're sent for. And the thing is, this country.
So wait a minute. Wait. Before you go on. If it's true that every one of us was sent here for a purpose, then why did God send the judge and these cops from Texas to go and take the people from the compound? Was that their purpose?
This government is evil. It's corrupt. This is why.
But wait, are they fulfilling their purpose?
Okay, read Jeremiah 30.
No, I can't do
okay?
that.
Okay, and you'll find out exactly what...
That's like reading legalese for me.
Honey, I'm serious.
Yeah.
This tells you exactly why 9/11 happened. It tells you exactly what's going to happen, what's coming. And it's not going to be good.
You didn't answer my question, Paula.
What?
Is it the purpose of those cops to go and take kids from their families?
Okay, we have people that are not with God and people that are with Satan.
So wait a minute. Okay, so you said that God put everyone here and gave them a purpose.
To do his purpose here on earth. This is supposed to be his kingdom government on earth.
Why is it that so many people are not...
doing his purpose.
Right. Do you believe that the cops
because
are...
Because they have got misled. They're not with God the way they should be.
Are they going to hell?
Well, they're going to answer. They're going to have to answer to him directly for what they've done.
Well, what's that mean?
They're going to stand before him and be judged.
So when they're judged, what happens if they get judged against them?
It's according to God what he does to them.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
The thing is, he's our Father. He loves us, okay? He does everything I ask him to do, okay? And the thing is
good deal.
He loves each one of us. And I'm going to tell you something. I've been with Jesus himself three times. Okay?
I know. You keep telling us that, and it kind of turns me on.
Something. You don't realize how much he loves us. But I'll tell you what, when he put his arms around me and held me, I've never felt anything like this. I'm from the house of David anyway, but the thing is that he loves us. God loves you, hon.
Does God love me enough to give me a Lamborghini Gallardo?
No, God doesn't work in that
way.
He
does whatever she asks. I'm just wondering.
And
I mean, we got him in with Paula here.
She
God does what she
for
wants.
Those things. God's not going to give you a Lamborghini, is he?
I don't need things like that.
There you go.
But I do, Paula.
No, he doesn't.
Well, I'll tell you what. You're not... People go overboard in their life, okay? You're supposed to have a very good, simple life and be happy. He wants you to have a very happy life.
I'll be happier with a Lamborghini.
I am very happy. I'm very content. I feel great about my life. But I'm concerned, Paula. You've got me concerned here. You know, this whole God thing and the standing in front of him.
It's not a
and,
God thing, hon.
Let me just get to a question here. If this whole end times thing actually comes true, and people have been saying it's going to happen for years, and they're always wrong.
Yeah, it's going to. We're very close, yeah.
Okay, and they've been saying that for years, too. But let's say I get zapped from the earth and I get to the point where I have to stand in front of God. As an atheist, as someone who does not believe in this singular monotheistic God, this old man in the sky looking over down on people and judging them and that sort of thing, what will happen to me? I mean, I've never hurt anybody in my life, but I just don't believe the story.
You've led a good life. I mean, all he's asking you to do is to live by his laws.
What are those laws?
You don't know what God's laws are?
Well, like the Ten Commandments.
Is it the Ten Commandments?
There's more than Ten Commandments. There was more like 600-something laws.
Well, no, I definitely don't know them.
Moses would have had a hell of a time bringing those down.
It sounds like if I wanted to know what the 600 laws are, it at least sounds manageable. At least I could go and learn those. I couldn't possibly learn the government laws. I mean, there's 600 billion government laws. So I don't know what those laws are, but is having sex outside of marriage breaking the...
That is wrong.
So I do that with my girlfriend, and so therefore what will happen to me?
See, I'm not 100% sure that this
is... Get in your Bible, and you'll find out.
I don't have a Bible anymore. That's what I'm asking you.
As quick as possible. We haven't got that much time left, okay?
He's not being fair with you, though, Paula. The fact is, he only has one girlfriend. He lives with her. He doesn't need a government marriage to be married in God's eyes. As far as God's concerned, he's married.
What does connotate a marriage?
If you have made a vow to God, okay, I mean, you don't have to have the government to marry you, okay?
Hmm.
But I'm telling you, it's what he needs to do is go and have a marriage with a minister, okay?
Really? Okay. So I can't just say to my girlfriend Julia that I love her very much and that I always want to be with her and that's not good enough.
The thing is, do what God asks you to do. That's why it's very simple.
But he's an atheist.
Well, that's his.
Yeah, it is a problem, huh?
He's going to stand before God, and it's going to be discussed.
Can I at least hang out in purgatory instead of the whole hell thing?
There's no purgatory. Purgatory is from those
Dante's Inferno?
No, sorry. Those are the Catholics.
Well, let me tell you something. There's something a lot of people
don't know. What will happen to the Catholics? That's what I want to know.
They weren't told that you can go to hell, but Jesus told Peter you can get out.
I can get out of hell?
When did he tell him that?
How's that deal work?
When he gave him the keys to the kingdom?
Do I have to fillet Satan?
I'll tell you what. Go to a website that you're going to find everything that you need to know about. And it's called ancientmanuscripts.com.
Sounds like a ripping website. Paula, thanks for the call tonight. Always interesting to talk to you about the Jesus stuff and the Jesus and the God and the hell and the fire and brimstone. It's going to happen soon, she says, Mark, so you better get your Bible. You still got one, right?
Somewhere.
Really?
I don't think I have one in my... No, I doubt it. It was at my mom's house.
More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a rice machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rice's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building rice machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, both free for you. freetalklive.com. Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporated, LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, and trademarks. Use the code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com. 800-259-9231. Back into the email box here, real quick. Since we were talking about the idea of a private justice system earlier, Mark emails in. He says, if we switch to a system of justice based on compensating victims, which, by the way, doesn't necessarily have to do with privatizing justice, we could have a governmental system where restitution was the rule.
Yeah, rather than just imprisoning people and punishing victims twice, they get victimized twice in the sense that the criminal victimizes them, then they have to pay in the form of taxes to keep that criminal in jail.
But Mark comes out with one of the probably most asked questions in regards to the issue of restitution. He says, well, would millionaires be free to go around killing just so long as they compensated the victims? And the answer is no, of course not. Would you do business with someone that was a known killer? How many people would do business with someone like that? If Bill Gates all of a sudden decided to go on a murder spree, do you think that he would have the same reputation level that he has today?
No, but some people would do business with him.
Maybe some criminal types would do business with him, but he would find his choices and options severely limited. If a millionaire, a known very wealthy person, goes and commits a violent crime like that, then it would be well known that he can indeed afford to pay a one-time lump sum payment to the victim, and that amount could be fairly large. No one can really put a price on someone's life, right? You can't really do that. And so therefore, if the guy's got a lot of money, then you can fleece him for a whole lot. And in that rare instance, the victim's family would actually get some serious payment up front, as opposed to most murder situations where the murderer would be working for the rest of their lives to try to pay off whatever debt were created by taking that person's life from them. So at least from that perspective, the victim's family would be better off, and we could make the individual who committed the crime would be far worse off than regular murderers, because he could pay it all at once, whatever that amount was. It could impoverish him right off the bat. Could take it all. No, you killed somebody, Bill? Well, let's see, you got $50 billion, or you only have $2 billion in your bank account? We'll just take all that. That'd be fine. That's just a possibility. And besides that, in a more free market world where reputation is critical, where criminals not only have to pay back their victims, but also they have their reputations dinged with the crimes that they commit, it's one thing if you go and you rob a convenience store and you have to pay back the amounts that you stole and plus interest for the lost time and the damage that you've done and
the mental counseling that they
the counseling. Yeah. Sure. So it's one thing to pay all that back. You could at least then kind of work back to getting a good reputation again. But if you start killing people, there's not going to be much coming back from that. I mean, you could come back, you kill one person, you could probably come back from that, Mark. I mean, you didn't kill the guy, but you went to prison for 9 years for being involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
You've managed to come back from that.
Yes.
And there have been other people that have managed to come back from that. But if you went on and killed someone else, it'd be that much harder to come back and build your...
I worry about people just dying in my immediate vicinity. So, you know, these cops don't like to work very hard. Oh, this guy here, this guy's got a convicted killer. Let's just go arrest him.
So, I don't think that's going to be very likely. I mean, again, just ask yourself, would you want to spend time with someone who was unrepentant about being a killer? Because that's what we're really talking about here, right? He says, would millionaires be free to go around killing? So that doesn't mean just kill one person. That means, start killing people.
And a million bucks, by the way, not that much.
No, that's true. A million bucks will definitely go down the tubes if you kill somebody. So first of all, it's not a very likely situation because the people that have a lot of money, most of them have worked very, very hard for it, and they aren't going to want to throw it away in some moment of passion.
See, now you and I have different ideas here, and one that I think would work very well is... he's taking steps along the way. I think that if we had, if we separated the Department of Corrections from the Department of Justice, that you would then have, the court systems would give people sentences. There would be no reason for counties, for sheriffs to be the holders of the keys of the jail.
Mm-hmm.
There could be several buildings around town. The judge would say, all right, defendant is remanded to custody until trial. Then the defendant would decide, well, I'd like to be at this jail or that jail or whatever jail, and likely they would have to pay something to be there because, well, nothing's free in this world, and the rest of us wouldn't have to pay.
The way that would probably be working is that the jail would offer them an opportunity to pay their way into the jail, in that they could get different jobs on the inside in order to pay for their room and their board.
Mm-hmm.
And they might even be able to collect a stipend after, if they paid also a percentage to their victim as well. After all that's said and done, they may be able to take a small percentage and put it into savings for when they get out.
Well, I don't think savings is really the issue, especially when you're talking about jail. But they would get to choose, and then they would get to work doing things at this jail, and they could also choose
not to work, but then they wouldn't get to eat.
Well, they could eat if they paid.
Have to pay for it, or someone else would have to sponsor them from the outside.
Or they could have their own money. I mean,
true.
If you're rich enough not to work, there's no reason for you to work, right?
Right.
I mean, if you have enough money in the bank, there's no reason you should have to work, in jail or out.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you don't have this governmental system growing and growing and growing off and benefiting off of all these people that are put in prison. It would work the same way on the other side. Department of Correction I sentence the defendant to restitution of $250,000 and 1 year in prison.
And you're also talking about a world where there would be no victimless crimes anymore. So a huge chunk of today's prison population would no longer be there. So it'd be much more manageable. You'd actually have real criminals that have actually harmed another person, because in order to pay restitution, you have to have someone to pay it to. There has to be a victim. You have to have harmed another person or their property in order to pay restitution in the first place. So smoking a joint, there's no one to pay restitution to there. Buying a prostitute, no one to pay restitution to.
No.
So that, I think, would go a long way.
All these charges that the judicial system just enriches itself off of wouldn't exist.
Or looking at pictures of little kids with their heads cut out and pasted onto photos of adults, no victim, so therefore no one to pay restitution to. You've got yet another story, Mark, about apparently these cases are popping up more often now, where some weirdo with a fetish about kids has decided he wanted to make his own child pornography, but without actually involving real children in real pornographic situations. So therefore, in my opinion, it doesn't have anything to do with child porn, and it has everything to do with a thought crime. But what's happened, Mark? Where's it coming from?
It looks like Dade City, Florida. Mm. All the strangest stories, Florida or Germany. The volunteer Sunday school teacher is facing... How many Sunday school teachers get paid?
I can't imagine many.
Okay. Is facing child pornography charges after investigators say he took photographs of young girls and pasted their faces on sexually explicit pictures of adult women.
Hmm.
I have not been able to ascertain from this article whether these pictures, with these photographs, were of the young girls...
In his class?
In his class. Haven't been able to ascertain that. Still
let's
disturbing.
Say yes. Let's say they were. Okay, I mean, that would make sense, right? Because we know that...
You can get those photographs.
We know the pervs are attracted to jobs where they deal with kids, and so it would make sense that this guy would be a Sunday school teacher. So he takes the pictures of his kids in his class for whatever.
I was a Sunday school teacher once.
Were you really?
Yeah.
What? When was this?
I was probably
in
16
jail?
Or 17. No.
Oh, okay.
No, they don't let convicts teach Sunday school to little kids, no.
I just imagine.
Great of an idea as that is, Ian.
No, I envisioned you teaching it to other convicts.
No.
Okay, guys. More coming up here. About this story, the details, we'll talk about them and want to hear from you as well at 800-259-9231. Turn to Genesis, chapter 7. They even have chapters in that book?
Yeah.
They call them, okay, I thought they called them
chapter and verse.
More on the way. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy them on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then order something from the Free Talk Live store. We've got all kinds of great merchandise branded with our logo, even some stuff that's not branded with the logo. An original design called the Free Marketeer logo. It's on a T-shirt. And it's also available in a fairly large flag, which I think looks pretty spiffy. So head over to store.freetalklive.com and buy some stuff. That's store.freetalklive.com. Yet another thought crime in America. They're not calling them thought crimes, though. They're calling it child porn.
Well, thought crime is, it just doesn't go over well.
Yeah. Now, when I hear the terms child porn, it seems pretty cut and dry to me. It seems like child porn would have to involve a child, therefore not meaning a teenage girl or teenage boy. A child, meaning prior to puberty. It would have to involve a child involved in some sort of pornographic exploit. Perhaps having sex or doing some sort of sexual thing with themselves. But it would seem that sex would have to be a factor in order for it to be pornography. For instance, in the past, we've heard stories of parents getting in trouble for taking a picture of their 3-year-old while he's taking a bath and taking those photos to the nearest photo developer.
Quickie Mart or whatever.
Because apparently some people still use film cameras.
They are rather old. Yeah.
And so they go and they take the film in. They don't realize what they've done is going to get them in trouble. Otherwise, they'd probably be more discreet about it.
There are pictures of me out there at 4 years old in bathtubs with other kids.
And these parents get in trouble for it. And that was the beginning of the absurdities. But now it's getting worse. Now it's to the point where someone who clearly has a disturbing issue, somebody who is a Sunday school teacher, who's taken photos, presumably, of his kids in the class,
mm-hmm.
and taken the heads of the kids and pasted them onto nude women.
Sexually explicit pictures of adult women.
They found this guy, they found out about him, and now he's in trouble. What's the rest of the story, Martin?
An investigation was started in March by the Dade City Police Department after someone found 90 photographs of young girls with the faces cut out in a dumpster off Highway 35A.
This amazes me.
They're digging through someone's garbage this stuff.
I mean, only certain people dig through garbage, right? There are homeless people. They dig through the garbage.
Garbage men, I suppose.
Doesn't seem likely a homeless guy would report that. Garbage men, I guess. And there are occasional private people that will go and dig through garbage looking for treasure, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But wow. How did they? Does it explain how they tracked him down?
Well, the police found the name and address of 38-year-old Danny Lynn Parker of Kathleen inside the trash. I would assume
that
means that it was in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
Most people have their trash in bags, right? So he tossed it in his garbage, cut the pictures out, you know, faces out, you know, put in the garbage, along with his address with some, you know, likely
some
letters and
paperwork,
and that kind of thing. During a search of Parker's home, detectives found a homemade photograph album that Parker created where he had pasted the young girls' faces onto sexually explicit photographs of women's bodies in various magazines, according to the sheriff's office. His victims range from the age of 5 to 15, say detectives.
Wow.
Detectives say Parker took the girls' photographs himself at the Lakeland Acres Baptist Church. Well, I had just a snippet of the story earlier.
Sure.
Where he volunteers as a Sunday school teacher.
Hopefully,
and the Lake Wales
canceled.
I used to work for the city of Lake Wales. Lake Wales Care Center, where he volunteers as a youth camp as a photographer. Go figure. Parker, the photographer, admitted to purchasing adult pornographic magazines from Hillsborough and Pasco counties, detectives say, and altering the images to reflect child porn.
What is the charge? Is it child porn? Possession of child pornography?
Parker faces 90 counts of sexual performance by a child and one count of possession of images of child pornography. He will make a first appearance in the Polk County.
Wait, 90 counts of sexual performance by a child?
Yeah.
They did not perform in any sexual manner.
Well, you know how the cops do it. They throw anything they can at the wall and see what sticks.
And what was the other charge? One count
of possession of images of child pornography.
Why didn't they give him 90 counts of... if there was a bunch of pictures...
Images is plural, so it's only one crime, but possessing all 90?
I've heard of stories before. Maybe it's a Florida thing. I've heard stories before where each
image... That is
image,
Florida.
I know.
Okay.
Maybe it's a Florida law that you can only charge them once, but I've heard stories where people will get charged for every single image they have. Maybe I misheard them. I don't know, but man, now look, the guy's a weirdo, and he's probably pretty sick, and his fetish is bizarre and unusual. But he didn't hurt any kids.
Nope.
Now I understand somebody could be out there saying, "Well, this is just the first step on the path to him hurting kids." Maybe, but he didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, but we don't share, you know, no, I have to agree with you that this is, it's aberrant, but no, I don't think that, you know, I think that now that they found this out, he should be, kicked out of his little job there, mm-hmm. you know, doing the Sunday school thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. Ostracize him, sure.
Kick him out of his job at, the church summer camp.
Ostracize him and give him the opportunity to find some help. I mean, I don't know what his personal viewpoint is, but there's a chance that he could be wanting help, but he's probably frightened to death of going and telling someone about his little issue. So give him the opportunity to, you know, check into a clinic or go to group therapy or talk to somebody about this. But no, what they're going to do is they're going to put him in a jail cell where he can hang out with, what, other sickos and criminals? And then we, the taxpayers, get the privilege of paying to keep this guy in jail? At least he was doing something productive before. He was a photographer. He was getting paid to do something. And now you're plucking him out of the economy,
mm-hmm.
and you're treating him like a criminal, even though he's never harmed another person. Am I wrong for suggesting that this guy should be left alone as far as the crime world is concerned, as far as the criminal justice system is concerned? 1-800-259-9231. I understand the argument that, well, this is the beginning step, and he could be progressing towards blah, blah, blah. But how old was this guy? Does it say in the article, Mark? Is he in his 30s? Late 30s. All right. Look, I doubt this problem manifested last year. It seems very unlikely to me that this guy has been only interested in children for the last few months. Doesn't it seem unlikely to you? I mean, how does that develop, right? Wouldn't you think it would develop early on in life based on, you know, whatever circumstances? Maybe he was molested. That seems to be one of the major factors. Maybe he was molested as a kid and for whatever reason ever since then had been interested in young people. But were they, it was females, all females?
Yeah.
Okay. in young females. Isn't that possible? So therefore, he's gone from, you know, all this time, 38 years of his life, and he hasn't actually molested anybody yet that we know of, okay, that we know of. He hasn't actually done anything yet except for manipulate some photographs. No crime has been committed. And shouldn't, in a country where you should have a victim in order to have a crime,
seems to me,
shouldn't we kind of hold off on the whole prosecution thing until there actually is a victim? I mean, if he sits there for the rest of his life and spends his free time pasting the images of 5-year-olds...
What does it hurt anyone?
If he spends the rest of his free time pasting images of 5-year-old faces onto the naked bodies of adult women, I mean, that doesn't even... How could anyone even say that's child porn? I mean, unless they were women that had awfully petite figures... And I don't know about you, but I haven't seen very many women over 18 or even over 12 that look like a 5-year-old. So how could you even say... I mean, that's not even child porn. That's just like bizarre combino porn.
Well, I find it disturbing.
Yeah.
I find it disturbing.
Sure.
To me, what that says is he's looking at, in a sexual manner, looking at these... young girls that, you know, he's looking after in Sunday school and summer camp. And that bothers me. But,
yeah, don't, you know, send your kids to summer school or summer camp.
I just, he hasn't touched any of them from what I can tell. And that should be the line.
1-800-259-9231. Do we know what he's facing as far as potential... These are probably felonies.
Yeah,
right?
I'm sure they're felonies. I would imagine at the very least 5 years.
90 counts.
I think that they'll drop those 90 counts.
They'll drop it to one count or something.
Well,
like
this one, the 90 counts of sexual performance by a child, likely to go to get dropped. The one count of possession of images of child pornography, I bet you they're going to try to make that stick.
If you think it's wrong what he did, if you think he should be punished
think it's wrong.
Okay, if you think it should be punished by... I don't think it's wrong, I think it's weird.
I don't think we should pay to put him in jail.
If you think he should be put in jail, how would you feel if the cops found a book full of drawings? Would you feel the same way about that? Or is there something special about the fact that he used the real kids? Is there a difference there? Because let me tell you, the government probably won't see a difference.
No, they don't.
And the government's going to keep going down this road of
thought crime. This drawing looks distinctly like one of your students.
Yep, 3D renderings. How about that? 1-800-259-9231. You can take control. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.